Well, hello everyone. As many of you will be aware, there has been a recent discussion this week on Audioboo all around people with a vision impairment that are Audioboo members and users putting up profile pictures. So I decided that it would be a really cool idea if we spoke to Dolores, who is part of Audioboo and who was the one who originally left her own Audioboo message about this very thing and suggesting that people put up or might like to put up a picture. We talked about what Audioboo will be doing in the future and some exciting things that are coming up. We obviously talked about this particular issue, but first I thought it would be really good if we could talk to Dolores about her. So Dolores, over to you.
So Dolores, hello.
Hello, Paul.
How are you doing?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yes, after the...
Was you going to say after the storm?
After the, I was going to say after the storm.
I'm okay. I've had a lot of support and lots of really kind messages. So, you know, it's been really nice, actually.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get to that in just a minute. But what I wanted to do, because you're becoming quite well known now, obviously within your role as Boo community kind of person. So what I thought would be nice to do is we'll definitely tackle what the storm, as it were, and we'll talk about that. But I thought, and you agreed, didn't you, that it'd be quite nice if we could know a little bit about you.
Well, oh God, Paul, I don't know what to say.
Do you want me to help you?
Yeah.
All right, tell us a bit about how you came to work for Audioboo and what you were doing before that and things like that.
I started a radio production course about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I've always been interested in audio, not so much, you know, like working for the BBC, but I've always loved sound.
Yeah.
And I always wondered, you know, because before that I've been a waitress and working in quite low paid jobs and unskilled work, but I knew that I had a little bit more, so I thought I'm going to go and do something with what I love. So I went off and done this radio production course and found Audioboo.
Yeah.
I think they'd actually just started.
Yeah.
But I loved it straight away because it seemed like such an easy site to use and quite a human site, because you know a lot of social media sites, you don't actually have any interaction with the staff. But it felt more like family, like a community.
You've just got your master's degree as well, haven't you? So how did all that work out?
I'd like you to call me master.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I got quite a good result as well. I was going for a first, but I wasn't that clever.
Did you get a Desmond or did you get a 2-1 or a 2?
I got 2-1.
Okay, that's all right.
It's not bad. Yeah. So considering that I haven't done an undergraduate degree, so they took me on because of my life skills on the masters, and thank God for the youngsters there. Though. They scraped me through it. No, I must pick myself because I did work.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you mentioned life. What's life? You know, I know that it's not just as straightforward as I did waitressing and then I started working for Audioboo and I did a radio course in between.
You're determined to get it out of me.
Well, I'm asking you if you want to talk about it.
No, I will. I really don't mind because I'd like to inspire people, actually.
And
my life was quite tough, you know that.
Yeah.
And if people really find out, I mean, if they go back, they can go back in my stories.
That's right.
I did have quite a tough childhood and... I was in care, and after that, then I was in a relationship with somebody who's very young. I was a very young mother, 16, but victim of domestic violence for 5 years.
Oh my!
And but I guess I'm probably tough because I decided I'd had enough of that. So after 5 years, I think it lasted so long. Because, you know, people go, "Oh, why do people stay in relationships like that?" But I mean, if you haven't got any money, you've got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Where do you go? What do you do? So, but eventually I did at the age of 21, my birthday actually, I'll never forget, I just looked at him in my head and thought, we're finished.
Wow.
And it wasn't as easy though, you know, it sounds all quiet, but I had to put with a lot of rubbish with them. But I done it, I got rid of him and then went on and, you know, just carried on with my life. That was quite good. And met another man a few years later.
Yeah.
Had a wonderful child. I mean, all my children were wonderful, but this was a child outside of domestic violence.
Yes.
And that was all wonderful. But as you know, Paul, 12 years later, he was killed.
Yeah, if you're able to say, what was the backstory to that?
Richie was involved. It was a medical accident. He had cancer.
Oh, okay.
And he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah.
And but he was in remission.
Yeah.
And there was a terrible medical accident, and he was injected in the wrong place.
Yeah.
It went into his vein, and it went into his spine, and it killed him.
Yeah. And how long? And this was what? How long ago was this now?
15 years now, so it'd be 27.
Wow.
I mean, you know, if anyone listens, if you lose a child, me, it's just like, I can still see the freckles on his little chin, and he had a little freckle on his nose, and one on his skin even.
Oh, and you remember all the, that vividly, don't you, I guess?
Yeah, I can still see little hairs on his legs.
Oh.
It was quite devastating, obviously, of course it was.
Yeah.
I mean, after, you know, I decided after he died, I mean, it was a terrible time, and for the first couple of years, I can't even really count how I felt and what I did.
Yeah.
There must have been a point where I thought, you know, I've got to carry on for Richie, and I decided, I thought I would make my life a tribute to my son, because he couldn't.
Yes.
And I didn't have qualifications. I thought, right, I'm going to go and get some education.
Wow. Yeah.
Because I would have wanted my son to do well, because he's a very intelligent boy.
Yeah, well, as is his mum.
Love you.
So you started working for Audio Boo, and then there was this sort of subgroup of people that you started to notice. What happened there? What was that all about?
Well, the thing is that I didn't come in to just sort of specialise with visually impaired people.
No, of course not.
Because I actually work a lot with re-education and young children as well.
Mm.
Because of my own lack of education, I feel that I'd really like to help the kids, especially in London, you know, in a city. It's not just London, but, you know, I come from an area where we could do a bit more help.
Yes.
But I did notice when I came in, this is because I like all audio.
Yeah.
And what I would do is, and I still do it now, I go down every, you know, everything stream that comes in.
Yeah.
That you can go into.
Yeah.
And I deliberately click onto profiles with no profile pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing that for a long time anyway. And then I gradually realised, actually, wow, there were really loads of visually impaired people on Audio Boo. And they're a strong community. And that's how I discovered you and Freaky Woof Andre
and
Kevin.
Yeah, yeah. So you really kind of, rather than us stumbling over Audio Boo, you kind of stumbled over us, really, didn't you, as well?
I did. No, I did. I did stumble stumbled into the visually impaired community.
Yes.
And that came knocking at the door.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hello, this is me. And you really did. And obviously since then, you know, I know obviously you've met with myself and Freaky Fwiff and so Andre and a few other people.
Robert,
yeah.
Jane.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice man as well.
He is, yeah. And then you came to Sight Village, didn't you, and did some networking at Sight Village in London.
Yeah, but that opened my eyes as well, Paul, because, you know, I came along to Sight Village with my iPhone and my table and my banner and all the rest of it, and then stood there and thought, how do I show blind people how to use the app?
Yeah.
Because, of course, I couldn't. No. Even though I have eyes, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And then, you know what happened. I bumped into you and Andre
and
went,
that's
right. And do you remember I brought that man over
to
you?
Yes, I do.
And actually said, can you please show this man how to use Audio Boo?
And we were away, weren't we?
Yeah, and that was it. So that opened my eyes as well. Even though I'm sighted, I actually couldn't show a blind person how to use it.
Let's talk a bit about Audio Boo. And sort of, you know, your thinking around the profile pics thing and what that message was all about. So we get into the crunch now.
Let me just, this is what I meant. So this is what I meant when I said it. I know people said, oh, she's singling us out of the VI community. And actually, truth be, of course I did.
Yeah.
I did single you out. And really now I don't know, I'm not sorry that I've done the boo. I'm really pleased that I've done the boo, because actually I learned so much more than I ever would have known. And you know, I described it as when you make a new friend, and you don't know a lot about them. You're all like nice. You go, oh, hi, how are you? Do you want a coffee? You know, and gradually you get little bits and pieces out of people, you know. So really for me saying, oh, you know, would you like to, if you're visually impaired, you know, you don't have a lot of pictures up and I can notice this because I can see.
Yeah, yeah.
So I see this sort of island around people with blank profile pictures.
Yes, yeah.
I just thought, wouldn't it be great if... I just stepped back a moment.
Yeah, sure.
I actually was emailing people. I'd send out a couple of emails a week to some people. Say, would you like to put your profile picture up? And if you can't, like, let me help you and I can explain. And I would also put on this email, if you think I'm interfering, please tell me to sod off my own business. Yeah. But it was quite successful, so I'd be updating and putting profile pictures onto it. I mean, Andre, that's how I actually met Andre.
Yes.
I contacted Andre and said, hey, you know, you've got pictures elsewhere, fancy putting a profile picture up.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, brilliant, fantastic, which he did. And I mean, he'd done that himself, I didn't actually do that for him.
Yeah.
So, and his thinking was that he actually thought he had a profile picture up, but he didn't.
Yes.
He thought he did.
Yeah.
So because he couldn't see.
Yes, yeah.
And I told him, so we sorted that out. But I didn't mean to, well, no, of course I did. I did mean to single out the other people, but I didn't realise, when I think about it, when I got a letter from a lady saying, imagine, Dolores, if you're in a room that people have got bad timekeeping and you only point out the one person, you know, it's embarrassing, it makes you stand out. Well, I never meant to do that, and I feel dreadful for making people feel as if I'm making them stand out.
Okay, so some quick fire questions then regards this. I suppose number one, and I'm guessing this is the case, but that when you asked that, you felt that you had, when I say permission, I mean that you were permitted in a way because you were not part of the VR community, but you were, yeah, you were certainly you were definitely being adopted by us, I think, by many, many of us. So
I felt as if it was perfectly all right for me to ask the ideas to put, because I've been putting out so many emails and that I've had no negative responses, and I have been asked to help with profile pictures, I thought, hey, why not kill 3,000 birds with
absolutely. And number two, is Audio Boo saying to via you, hey, we're getting corporate now and we want everyone to put profile photos up or else? Because
no, I've stopped that now. Absolutely not. There is no way. You do not have to put up profile pictures, and you do not have to put up any pictures with every single boo. I didn't mean to imply that. If people felt that I implied that you must put a profile picture and you must take pictures every time you boo, that was not my intent at all. I didn't mean that. You don't have to at all. You are not going to be thrown off the site. You are still going to be the same. I will still go through your feature. You. No, I'm sorry if that was the way it sounded.
Dolores, did you read any of the comments, be they positive or negative? I mean, obviously the positive comments are easier to deal with, but did you read any of the negative comments?
I did, because actually I got quite a few direct messages telling me quite bluntly and plainly how they felt. And I think it's only fair, you know, they listened to me, so why not me listen back? So I did, and actually, like I said, I've learned so much more about how people use technology in social media, and, you know, I definitely did, and I take some stuff on board. But like I said, I don't regret putting out that boat.
No. I think it's fair to say now that it has settled down, and I think that there was a prevailing in the end of common sense approach on
everybody. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
On everybody's side.
I know some people were really quite upset, and I did contact them as well, but like privately, I did contact a few people and, you know, to just try and explain that maybe it's been twisted a little bit. Actually, I must say, because of my comment, you know, like, oh, why don't you try to take pictures and I'll just stick your camera in the air. Some were really great. We've got one man back who went, wow, what a brilliant idea. And I just want to say I'm sorry to the people that probably feel self-conscious that they can't take photographs, or, you know, that I made them feel uncomfortable with that. And I'm really sorry. You know, I didn't... Without me asking, I would never have known. So I do apologise.
That's true. That is true. I think we, and I think the collective we, are sorry that you had to read some of what you read. And, you know, I'd rather hope that you wouldn't have read some of it, but
I didn't torture myself. I didn't listen to anything. I thought there'd be no point, but I did. The people that actually direct emailed me, even though they were angry, were still polite, so it was easier to listen to.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for doing that on behalf of us all, really. That really, we do appreciate it.
Well, I just want to say I really appreciate being part of the blind community, and also. Someone said on Twitter, she probably wants nothing more to do with us now. Definitely. So, I'm even further in.
Yeah, yeah. No. Well, you've earned your stripes, I think, already.
Yeah.
Considering it's been such a short space of time.
Yeah.
The only thing I was going to say was that I did actually read a couple of comments where people had said that far from being singled out, they felt that they'd been included. So, there was they felt that they'd been reached out to.
Because I want to.
Yeah.
I want to be included.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And I think we've got that message. And I really appreciate you reiterating.
You're welcome. But if anybody wants me to help them,
yeah,
I will. But if they don't, I won't.
Yeah, yeah. Simple. As a little sort of way of finishing, is there anything that you can tell us about the future of Audio Boo and how it will be more relevant, or parts it will be more relevant to VI people? And I'm just going to say channel.
You're so smart. Yes, actually, you will be running your own channel soon called
VIP Advisor.
So, well, why don't you tell us about the channel?
You should be interviewing me now, shouldn't you?
I should be. I have got my MA in journalism.
Well, you're getting, that's it. I've never thought of that. You'd be picking that holes in all my questions. And
No way.
You and I have been working, haven't we, on a channel called VIP Advisor. And originally it was going to be sort of specifically about travel, but then we felt that it needed to be broader and to cover sort of... the journey of a person with a vision impairment in general.
Yeah.
I quite like the idea of people swapping travel stories and, you know, somebody coming onto the site and onto the channel and saying, I don't know, I live in Glasgow, but I want to travel to London. I'm visually impaired. Where should I be going? What hotels are good? What's the accessibility like in nearby restaurants? Blah, blah, blah. It could be anything then in terms of response. Could be anything from... general advice to, and again back to RJ Net, he was saying, well, I wouldn't mind, you know, giving people the grand tour. So, you know, this could be a way of people getting to meet together and being feeling that there's more confidence in sort of travelling, because they know that they can meet someone at the other end and get looked after a little bit, however that looking after sort of presents itself and between them, however it's arranged, and then they would share that story on the channel about how it went and what they did, and they would share those as boos, you see, to the channel. But then it could be things like talking about, I mean, benefits are a massive issue at the moment, so it could be that people talk about you know, how difficult it is or what the frustrations are about benefits. It could be about cooking recipes. It could be about people getting out and about in general and the confidence to go to places like their local churches or...
Yeah, we've also discussed, haven't we? I mean, it's not just going to be exclusively VI. Obviously, like, sighted people to actually talk as well. Because that was my thing, because I am sighted and I've learnt a big lesson about the photographs, haven't I?
Yeah.
But there might be other things. Maybe we can all help each other, you know, because maybe there's things that blind people don't know about us sighted people.
And I think,
because we have issues as well.
Yeah. And I think it'd be fair to say that it would be sighted people that have an interest in the VI community, and that might be people that are just coming to it fresh. It could be people that are already known to the VI community. You represent all of that, you know. You now possibly would meet someone and give them the grand tour or something or other, or give advice on anything that you know about that might help.
Yeah.
But conversely, you know, that wasn't your starting point, so now, you know, now you do have an interest, but before you just came in, well, I'm almost going to say you came in blind, but then
you did
and
you said it.
Yeah, I did, absolutely. Yes, but so that's what we're doing with that, and I know that there's another one, isn't there, for the
yeah, but
do you want to tell us quickly about that one?
Yeah, this will be quickie. This is David Bailey. He's in Bosnia, and he's actually starting a... It will be in Bosnian as well, but there will be translation to English. So we're setting up this one of the same channel as yours, but in Europe.
Yeah.
And we're looking at starting one for the younger. Our younger users.
Yeah, and obviously with VIP Advisor, we are going to be looking out for people that can contribute to the channel.
That's yours. You'll run that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
we'll be looking for people to contribute. You know, to maybe even have their own little show within your channel.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right then. And anything Boo general that we can get excited about that you can tell us about? I know that the stuff is happening this year. Are there any very broad stroke stuff that you can tell us about?
Well, I could just say one thing. Well, we are actually, we'll be breaking into America quite soon. So that's about the biggest news that I've got and can really talk about.
Yeah, okay. And how many users do you have, Dolores? And what's the uptake on Audioboo?
We've got about 2 million users.
Wow.
Which is quite a lot considering we're a small team.
Yeah.
And we're getting a lot more sign-ups as well. It's really growing. Audioboo is really growing, but we're still going to stay the same, stay grounded, and we're looking after our users.
Dolores, it's been wonderful talking to you.
And you as well.
Really do appreciate you, and thanks for all the help that you do give. Thanks for your personality. I can say that
because
because you've developed it. You've become you. You know, you're the one who's developed yourself and stuff, and you're a real example to people on so many levels, and we, as I said, we appreciate you, and you are very much a part of the VI community.
Oh, thank you.